Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lynn Lowry. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gordy Hinkle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gordon Rhodes. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gordon Rhodes. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Evar Swanson. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bob Boken. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Majeski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Galavan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Phil Galavan. And now, play ball. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil takes first base on ball four. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes throws to second for one, and Boken throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Morgan moves to second. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haas moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boken misplays the ball. That's an error on Boken. Lynn Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gordy Hinkle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinkle hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rhodes fields it and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to second. One out. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski strikes out. Two outs. Phil Galavan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galavan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan juggles the ball. That's an error on Morgan. Dykes moves to third. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 1 in the game. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Rhodes, and towards Larry, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morgan scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Galavan fields it and throws to first for the out. Reynolds moves to second. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnson scores. Reynolds scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Gordy Hinkle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinkle is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinkle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0-for-1 in the game. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Appling moves to second. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 0-for-1 in the game. Boken hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Appling moves to third. Dykes moves to second. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Appling scores. One out. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Phil Galavan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galavan is 0-for-1 in the game. Galavan bunts towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Galavan for the out. Dykes moves to third. Boken moves to second. Two outs. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-2 in the game. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sissel hits a line drive towards third. Dykes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Werber moves to third. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Werber scores. Morgan moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morgan moves to third. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-2 in the game. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cook for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Haas moves to second. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Cook. Appling reaches second base with a double. Haas scores. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gordy Hinkle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinkle is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinkle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0-for-2 in the game. Rhodes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 0-for-2 in the game. Boken hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds, who is chasing the ball. Boken reaches third base with a triple. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Majeski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frenchie Ahold pinch hits for Phil Galavan. Frenchie Ahold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ahold hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boken scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-3 in the game. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cecil takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cecil moves to third. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Majeski and he is safe. Werber steals second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Morgan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson bunts towards the right side of the infield. Boken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Majeski and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-3 in the game. Cook hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas, who is chasing the ball. Cook reaches third base with a triple. Johnson scores. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Les T.J. now pitching. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Larry hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cook scores. Two outs. It's 9-3, Red Sox. Gordy Hinkle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinkle is 0-for-3 in the game. Hinkle hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bonura moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. Bonura scores. Simmons moves to third. Two outs. It's 9-4, Red Sox. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Boken hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0-for-3 in the game. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Cecil hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Werber moves to third. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Werber steals home. It's 10-4, Red Sox. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Majeski and he is out, Appling applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Majeski reaches second base with a double. Les T.J. is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. T.J. hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Larry. Majeski moves to third. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-4 in the game. Swanson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Majeski scores. TJ moves to second. It's 10-5, Red Sox. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Haas hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. TJ moves to third. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. TJ scores. Haas moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-6, Red Sox. Bob Wieland now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Haas moves to third. Bonura moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's Red Sox, 10, White Sox, 10. Bob Bokan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bokan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Bokan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 10. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Whit Wyatt now pitching. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Larry strikes out. There goes Johnson. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes Cook. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Rick Farrell pinch hits for Gordy Hinkle. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 10. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell now catching. Johnny Welch now pitching. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a line drive for an out with unknown description. One out. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Swanson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 10. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Wyatt, and towards Boken, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Werber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Werber reaches second base with a double. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Majewski and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Werber scores. It's 11-10, Red Sox. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 4 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morgan moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Majewski and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swanson. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Morgan scores. Johnson scores. It's 13-10, Red Sox. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cook hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Boken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the White Sox 10. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bonura hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Dykes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 13, and Chicago White Sox, 10. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.